a fib, a to fudge, to put a spin on something, a tall tale, a half-truth. Over subtleness, which is my favorite, politics, one we're all aware of. Well, these are nice, all nice synonyms for a small three-letter word. That word is lie. And we have become a world filled with lies. We've become a world filled with liars. We distrust our neighbors because they distrust us. I mean, we all lock our doors at night, don't we? We all lock our cars. At least those of us who live in the city. No, people are shaking their heads. We almost completely distrust our leaders because they constantly lie to us. They say whatever it takes to get into office. We can't trust advertisers. They just want our money. We don't trust much of what we read on the internet, nor what we watch on TV, unless it caters to our personal opinions, our personal political or moral beliefs. Lying has become the truth, but with a slight slant to it. And stating to tell you the truth or honestly before you utter something, typically and must assume that everything you've said previous to that statement is a lie. Why would you have to state that you're going to tell the truth at this point? You know, back in the olden days, a handshake actually meant something between two people that were making an agreement. At least is what I've read. It doesn't happen anymore. But now we carry hand sanitizers around with us to disinfect ourselves when we have human contact. You know, while there have been better times throughout human history where maybe lying wasn't as prevalent and wasn't so pervasive, lying has always been present from the very beginning, as we know. You know, we know that this era preceding the return of Christ is going to be even worse. So why has society rejected God? If you will, turn with me to Romans 1, starting in verse 22. Romans 1, verse 22. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man, and birds, and four-footed animals, and creeping things. Therefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness, in the lusts of their hearts, to dishonor their bodies amongst themselves. Verse 25. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. You know, while this is true of many people that rejected God, it is especially poignant for you and me today. You know, this society is collapsing and it's trying to function without God. And the symptoms of that choice are God turning mankind over to uncleanliness, God turning mankind over to their desires, mankind follow that and not following after God's desires. Well, continuing in Romans 1, 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Well, who in this world retains God in their knowledge? Who understands the righteous judgment of God? Well, brethren, that's you and me. We are the ones that retain that knowledge, that have that understanding. And if we are not practicing those things, are we at some point approving of them by our conduct, by who we associate with, what we do? You know, but before we begin to self-righteously disapprove of all the sins and all the problems we see in society, of what our neighbors are doing, Have we made sure not to be guilty of practicing what we preach against? Or are we, in fact, living a lie? You know, verse 29 of this chapter, we should be able to make it through. You know, we're not necessarily being filled with unrighteousness. We're not full of envy, of murder, of evil-mindedness. Verse 29, you know, we can feel confident maybe of making it through that. How about verse 30? Haters of God, violent, inventors of evil things. Now, there are a few more things there that are easier to catch as a Christian living through this life, but by and large, those are some very easy ones. You know, it's easy to say that I don't murder and I'm keeping God's commandments, but there are many others that we should also have to watch. How about verse 31? Undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, and unmerciful. You know, one reason verse 31 lists are difficult to overcome, and all of those are things that we as Christians have to overcome and probably are overcoming on a daily basis. Well, the reason those things are hard to overcome can be seen in Matthew 23:23. Matthew 23:23. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint and anise and cumin and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. These you ought to have done without leaving the others undone. You know, the more important matters of the law are also those ones that take more effort to live by and are some of the ones that are covered in that last verse of 31. Having mercy, having that faith, having justice. Deuteronomy 4:9, I'll cite, we read, only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and grandchildren. It's the forgetting of what our responsibilities are as Christians that allow us to forget what we should be focusing on, to forget what this day means to us of having not the lie, but the truth in us. You know, deceit, half-truths, selectively answering something are simply lies. They have nice shells put on them, but they are simply lies. And if we dwell in that gray area, our understanding of God will quickly grow dark. That understanding will quickly depart from us. You know, we will push out the truth that God has given us, that this day recognizes, and replace it with the penalty of death. Jeremiah 7, verse 28. Jeremiah 7 and verse 28. So you shall say to them, this is a nation that does not obey the voice of the Lord their God, nor receive correction. Truth has perished and has been cut off from their mouths. That can happen to us, not just the society around us. We can lose that truth as well. You know, this day of Pentecost pictures the Spirit of God being given to mankind. Quite the opposite of what society pictures today, mankind rejecting God's Spirit. One final scripture in 1 John 4. starting in verse 1. First John 4 and starting in verse 1. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Verse 7, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Your brethren, we have the opportunity to push out the lie and replace it with the truth. And that's what this day, this of us, of mankind being given the Spirit, points to. That we no longer have to live with the lie. That instead, we can replace it and fill our spirits with truth. But the ability to differentiate is only possible when there is some amount of truth in us. So, brethren, let's be diligent that the truth is always going and always pushing out the lie.